Good morning, everyone. My talk is about the mechanism of photo-induced Wolf rearrangement of diazone naphthoquinone. For short, we call it DNQ. Wolf rearrangement is an old reaction with a history of more than 100 years. It consists in the conversion of alpha diazone ketones into ketenes. DNQ derivatives are involved in the fabrication of more than 80% of today's integrated circuits. Wolf rearrangement of DNQ plays the key role in this application. Up to date, the mechanism of Wolf rearrangement is still unclear. The focus is the ketene is formed directly or via a carbene intermediate. For example, in this experiment, the carbene intermediate was trapped by water, and the carbene has a lifetime of 20 picoseconds. This is a strong proof for stepwise mechanism. However, also in water, recent spectroscopic study reports the formation of ketene within 300 femtoseconds. Such an ultra-fast reaction can only take place through a concerted way. In addition, the ultra-fast formation of ground state product indicates the existence of ground state, indicates the existence of conical intersection. Conical intersection plays an important role in photochemical reactions. It allows fast transitions between different states. The intersection points are connected continuously, forming the intersection seam. Through different regions of the seam, the reaction path may lead to different products. For example, in this picture, decay at red light region will go back to the reactant, while decay from the green light region will go ahead to the product. The calculations were carried out by using CASP-T2 concept approach. Different active species have been used in concept calculations for a reliable estimation of the overall energetics. The CASP-T2 energies were calculated with the uniform active space, averaging three states with the equal weights. The minimum energy passes were searched by IRC method. First, let's look at the reaction on ground state. The path from Frankhoven DNQ to carbene has a barrier of 1.8 UA, and the barrier between carbene and ketene is 0.6 UA. The obtained barriers indicate that the reaction on ground state takes place through a stepwise mechanism. Now, let's think about the carbene intermediate. The singular carbene has three configurations, two closed shell and one open shell, differing in the occupations of pi orbital and px orbital. There are two intersection points connecting these three configurations. Configuration 1 and configuration 2 corresponds to the closed shell minimum and open shell minimum, respectively. However, configuration 3 doesn't have minimum-like reactant, and the optimization of these states goes to Kt finally. Notice that this is very important because Kt is the product of the Wolf rearrangement reaction. The absorption spectrum of DQ has a brand bond centered at 400 nanometer. This band corresponds to S2 state, which arises from pi-pi star excitation. The first excited state, pi-pi star n state, is a dark state. Moreover, the solvation only has a slight effect to the absorption spectrum. Based on the above obtained vertical excitation results, two decay passes from the Franconian structure have been calculated on S1 state and on S2 state. On pi pi star n state, the decay path is barrierless and ends at S0, S1 intersection point, CR alpha. On pi pi star state, the decay path goes through S1, S2 intersection point and arrives at another S0, S1 intersection point, CR beta. The Franconian geometry of DQ is planar with the linear CNN bond. In CR alpha structure, the NN bond bends in plane. In CR beta structure, the NN bond is almost perpendicular to the Lofton ring. So it is clear the bending of CNN angle in plane or out of plane takes the molecule from Franconian region to S0, S1 intersections. The two intersection points, CR alpha and CR beta, belong to an intersection seam. This seam has two different segments. In segment 1, NN bond bends in plane. In segment 1, NN bond bends in plane. In segment 2, NN bond is perpendicular to the Lofton ring. Points in the seam segment have different CN distance. Here, I remind you that, in general, from different regions of the intersection seam, the reaction path will lead to different products. So, what about this intersection seam? Actually, decay at the CR alpha goes back to the reactant DNQ at the Franconian structure, and the decay at CN2.0 goes to the thermolet carbene. At CN2.5, there are two decay passes leading either to carbene or to Kt. the reactivity has some clues in geometry. As we can see, with the increase in our CN bond, the C9, C1 bond increases, and the C9, C2 distance decreases, which are in favor of the Wolf rearrangement reaction taking place in a concerted way. The reactivity can be rationalized with the help of orbitals involved in the excitations. At a short CN distance region, the two orbitals in question are pi orbital and pi star n orbital. The two intersection states are ground state and pi pi star n state. As the CN bond is stretched, the pi star n orbital mixes with the sigma star orbital of the stretched CN bond. The two intersection states correspond to ground state and open shell cabin. When the CN bond nearly dissociates, the excitations localize on pi orbital and px orbital of C2. The two intersection states correspond to open shell cabin and closed shell cabin, which is unstable and goes to PT finally. Therefore, it can be concluded that the changes in the reactivity are due to the changes in the character of intersection states along the sea. In segment 2, the decay passes are very similar with segment 1, except decay at scene 1.5 goes to diazerin. Diazerin is a side product of the reaction, not the focus of this study. Okay, let's do a summary. On ground state, the reaction takes place through a stepwise mechanism. On excited states, we have considered the decay passes on the dark state S1 and the bright state S2. Both passes lead to an intersection seam between S0 and S1 without any barriers. The photoreactivity of DNQ or its Wolf rearrangement mechanism depends on which part of the seam is reached by the excited molecule, where three different regions can be distinguished. One with a shorter seam distance, where the decay will leads back to the reactant or its isomer, diazerin. One with the longer CN distance, where the decay will lead to a singlet carbene and followed by the carbene to ketene transformation. This is the stepwise mechanism. And one with the nearly dissociated CN distance, where the ketene can be formed directly or indirectly. In short, our calculations provide evidence for the presence of both stepwise and concerted mechanism for the photo-induced Wolf rearrangement of DNQ. Dynamics calculations will be the subject of our future work. At the end of my talk, I would like to express my thanks to my supervisors, Luis and Paula, and to my colleagues, David and Ferran,
This project was supported by the Juan de la Fierva Fellowship. Last but not least, many thanks for your attention.
Thank you very much for this insight in the mechanism in the excited state that it is so complicated. So it's open to discussion. Yes?
I have a question for you concerning the UV spectra you show on your slide number 6 or 7, I don't remember exactly. Especially concerning the nature of the bands, yes, between 350 and 450. Are you sure this band is not show a vibronic bands? Because you claim that it's formed by two bands, if I well understood your talk. Are you sure this is not a vibronic part of the spectra?
In this spectrum, the dot line corresponds to DQ, and the solid line corresponds is product PT. I mean, this brand bond arises from corresponds to S2 state, which is a pi star excitation. I mean, for S1, it's a dark state. The splitting of this band corresponds to is due to the vibrational mode. Yeah.
Well, we thank again the speaker.